This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So there's things I will and won't say. I'm not big on appearances being show fodder, in the words of the great Jim Rome. So it's tough for me. Because we've had quarterbacks before who, it was argued that they put on a little bit of weight. And I defended them. And I said, you know, you want a little bit of pudding over that belt. You don't want them to be too yoked. You don't want Brady Quinn out there. They get too muscle-bound. They stand there and they can't absorb it. Like if you got Nick Chubb or Quinshon Judkins, great, big, muscle-bound running backs. They're moving forward. If you're standing there and you get some guy who's wanting to take your head off, you got to have, like, it's like a bag. You got to have something there to absorb it. So I want a quarterback with a little bit of pudding. Lamar Jackson, everybody was upset about him having a little bit of a belly. You remember that a couple years ago? Lamar Jackson's as scintillating as it gets. You want you don't want 8-pack abs, all right? Little dough.
Now, I have to ask.
Well, I got to tell you the reason I'm bringing it up.
Well, I want to just ask the picture, okay? The picture when you first saw it.
Well, they don't know who I'm talking about yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I got to tell you why I bring it up. So there is a picture of not just Lamar Jackson because he's a great player and we don't have the picture of him. The preeminent quarterback in the league is Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes is at a pool party, it seems, and he's got his shirt off. He's got trunks on. And there is a Kansas City host, I haven't heard this audio, we're going to play this audio, who is ripping on Patrick Mahomes, calling him a fatty, fatty boombaletti.
Meanwhile, vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. You can't just run through your NFL career eating Taco Bell all the time and door dashing fried chicken, which he loves. I can report, if you haven't seen the picture, I'm just reporting to you right now, he's done nothing but eat and drink this offseason.
Wait, did he say there was a report? This is a guy named Kevin Keitzman who hosts on KCMO over there in Kansas City. I didn't think Mahomes, now I saw the picture. I want to go to the Chiefs fan before I let my opinions fly because I told you, I will defend a quarterback putting on a few pounds. As long as they play well. If he plays well, then I don't care. You can put on a little bit of weight because you need to put on a little bit of weight because, again, you need to be able to absorb a hit. I mean that because you're just standing there. And if a guy tries to lop your head off while you're delivering a pass, you want a little bit of a give. But I got to go to the Chiefs fan on this. What did you think of these comments this man made? Because he is getting ripped up and down for these comments.
Yeah, I think he's... it doesn't make sense that it's a Kansas City host to me. I would get it if it was a Denver host.
Yeah, taking shots at the rival.
And maybe he's thinking that... I don't know, does he think that he's motivating Patrick Mahomes, that his haterism is going to make Patrick Mahomes. It's July. He made this comment like July 7th.
Yeah.
That it's okay. I'm going to go kick it into the gear. Camp's in 3 weeks. It's not happening.
Okay. He definitely looks. Now, we don't see Patrick Mahomes without his shirt on very often. So
I feel like we've done this a few times in the last couple of years, though, with him and his body when he shows up to mini camp or shows up to training camp and things like that.
Like, I don't, you're in a family of wrestlers now. Okay.
Yes.
You're around really good athletes on a high school level or middle school level that can also cut weight.
Yes.
Pretty easily. Patrick Mahomes, I don't think it would be very hard for him in a matter of 2.5 weeks to cut 10 pounds.
Comparatively,
easily.
My oldest son is not on the same weight level as Patrick Mahomes, but he does shed it off when he needs to, and he's in the middle of doing that right now because he has a big tournament next week.
Mm-hmm.
But when he has an 8-pack right now, when it is not time for him to be super athletic, he does not have an 8-pack. It happens. The pictures that I'm seeing right now from 4th of July of this year, which are not the one that this guy had referenced, I mean, yeah, he's got a little bit of a gut. It's not like mine. It's not sticking over his shorts.
What do you think he weighs by looking at that picture? Because his combine, he was 6'2", 225.
Yeah, I'd say he's probably 240 right now.
Okay, and he's also a veteran. He's been around now a long period of time. You know, he's probably gained weight over time anyway. And this is the offseason. I don't think, by the way, at the pool, if I saw Patrick Mahomes like that at the pool, at no point would I say fat. At no point would I say embarrassment.
Oh, God,
He used the term embarrassment.
That's what's ridiculous about it.
He's the best. We were literally at the start of the show talking about who should get paid the most in sports.
I also see,
and we said Patrick Mahomes, embarrassment is not one of the top 1 million words I would use to describe.
I see him, and I can't see which shirt the player is wearing behind, but it says something champion, so it's either they won the AFC West again for the 10th consecutive year, or they've won the AFC, or they've won the Super Bowl. But he's got a picture here in season with the shirt off, and apparently they have won again, and his gut looks bigger in this picture than it does in the one where he's at the beach.
Yeah, he's not fat. Fat is such a ridiculous overreaction.
He's not fat.
When I first saw the video, the picture a few days ago, and I'm like, oh, well, he looks bigger. But you're right. I don't see him without his shirt on all the time to compare.
At what level can I call a player fat?
Not this. Not
you personally can, Carmen?
I mean me personally.
Yeah, there isn't one.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Exactly. Now, what if I became football coach Ken Carmen full-time and got away from the radio? What would you do?
I think you're slow,
all of a sudden you're lazy, talking to a guy like he talks to Billy Bob in Varsity Blues.
I'll say it as a dad. I have said it to the boys, and some of it's in joking manner. And I go, I realize how hypocritical it is me saying this to you right now when you guys are in the peak of your, you know, physical.
Yeah, but I've seen old pictures of you.
But that's the deal. I go, I am also 43 years old. Yeah. When I was 16, it was much different.
Yeah. I feel very uncomfortable calling athletes fat. Like when Josh Naylor was here, there were a lot of people calling in, and I would just go, I'm not saying any of these words.
Well, when we do it, I think it's more joking than anything. Yeah. That did not sound joking at all.
No, this guy was serious.
There have been some offensive linemen over the years that, you know, you look at their coming out, and you're like, oh, is weight going to be an issue for them? But they're also offensive linemen. They always, my whole life, offensive linemen had pudge kind of coming over the belt line until you got to like those Broncos Super Bowl teams where all their guys were like ripped.
There was a worry with DeJuan Jones, right?
Yeah, and he's already shed how many pounds?
But that wasn't because...
Boy, he looks like a Greek guy.
That wasn't because he couldn't move. I'm worried about his joints and things like that holding up. You know, and there's a big difference between being 340 and 240. There's a huge difference.
Yeah. Well, it's also like your balance, your how quick you can move. Because if you're trying to get out of your stance as an offensive lineman, and now I'm getting away from quarterbacks here, but if you're trying to get out of your stance as an offensive lineman, if you need extra help, you're going to do extra things, and all of a sudden your arms, every movement counts. That's why I care so much about linemen. But for a guy like Mahomes, I'll say this. If he goes out there and he's sucking wind, all right, then this guy's going to have somewhat of a legitimate argument. I hate to say it. If he's out there and he looks winded and out of shape and tired. But I also know that there are guys in the NFL, they work out during the offseason and they put weight on during the offseason. And then during the regular season, just because of everything going on, they take weight off. There's guys who do that. There's guys who put weight on during the regular season. It's just how guys are built. I've never seen Patrick Mahomes look yoked, though. That's what I wonder about. All of a sudden, this is where your comments are out of this. I've never seen... He's never been a chubsy-wubsy, but he's never been Brady Quinn either.
There's also something I've never seen him do, and it's not be in the AFC Championship game.
That's a good point.
And until the day comes that he's not in the AFC Championship game...
Has he slowed down a bit to you, or do you think that's more ankle than anything?
There is some ankle stuff going on, and that's kind of been almost a chronic thing. Of, you know, the end of the year, his ankles are hurting.
Ankles, yep.
I don't think it's anything to do with, I think it's how he takes his hits, right? Because he is on the move.
Yes.
He is rolling out, and he does take shots down low against those guys. And part of that's because he got a little pudding up there on the top, right? Because if you go high on him, he's just going to slough you off.
Well, also, and Owen knows this better than anybody in the city, but I'm going to say it. He's also has dealt with, and nobody wants to admit this, he's dealt with roster transition over these last few years. So as you're dealing with roster transition, there's going to definitely be a loss of trust with who some of your weapons are. So he's going to take off or put himself in positions where he's going to be taking more hits because he's scrambling out of the pocket. Guys might not necessarily be on the same wavelength as him when he's throwing to it. And obviously he's been able to, their low end of what they've been able to do has been a Super Bowl, as at least a Super Bowl appearance, for crying out loud. And as Owen says, the AFC Championship game. So I think he's had to put himself in harm's way a little bit more as they've transitioned through the offense. Now, how old is Patrick again? Let me finish up on this.
He's turning 30 in September.
Okay, he's turning 30 in September. There will reach a time probably sometime in the next 4 years. It's like, you guys better have your nuts and bolts around him ready, because if you put him in harm's way, he might not get up this time, and you might lose him for some weeks.
And when I see people comparing him to Tom Brady and what Tom Brady looked like, and Brady had to go through the TB12 transformation to continue to play as long as he did.
Yeah.
He couldn't have done it looking how he looked coming out of Michigan into 45 years old. It wouldn't have happened.
Yes. And Tom Brady did look a little different when he was that age.
If Ben Roethlisberger took better care of his body, he would probably still be playing.
Example. That's probably the best example. Because he relied a lot on athleticism. And if Mahomes just relies a lot on athleticism, it'll take years off his career. Owen's right. Now, Tom Brady, Tom Brady believed bones could stretch and bend and things like that because Tom Brady's Tom Brady. That's, you got to be a little crazy to be one of the greatest to ever do it. Coming up in 5 minutes, you want to get crazy or you want to get nuts? Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco? How will each one of these guys win that starting QB job? And what's the most important position group other than that quarterback room for the 2024-25 Cleveland Browns, I should say? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, and very, 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 very strong comment about me from one of our media brethren at 8:45 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.